is the Hollywood Outsider, a movie and TV radio program, which is broadcast every single week worldwide on our FM pirate radio station, WTHO. Our From the Outside In topic is Totally Bitchin' this week. It's our favorite movies and TV from this very year, 1987. It's been a great year in entertainment, and we ain't got time to bleed, so let's get to it, guys. Be sure to get this episode on your nearest mixtape and hand it out to all your friends. That's called marketing in 1987. My name is Aaron Peterson. I'll be your host. Joining me today are my fellow host, Scotty Clark.
Dude, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm pretty rad. John Davenport.
Chuh, what's up, guys?
I hope you don't do that this whole thing. All right, so what's going on? What's happening with you guys? What's going on with you this particular year?
Well, 1987, I am just finishing up second grade, guys, with Mrs. Parsons.
You sound great. You're so mature for your age.
I know. My voice, I developed early. Mm-hmm. I've got this deep baritone voice, even at the ripe age of 7 years old. But Mrs. Parsons is a good teacher. I've still got a Mondo crush on Monica Green. That girl is gorgeous. I'm pretty sure I'm going to grow up and marry her someday.
I said, I hope that works out for you. I do.
I do. She's super pretty, man. She's super pretty.
Does she eat her crayons or anything?
Yeah, well, she chased me around on the playground a little bit, actually last week. So nice. That's pretty sweet. Nice. I liked it. Next year, I'm actually going to public school. Been in private school for the past couple of years, going up in for third grade up in Clinton, Wisconsin.
Nice. That's going to tell you.
Yeah. Going up a little bit further north. So I've been playing. I got this awesome toy I've been playing with. It is a talking elf. I got a talking elf. You put a little cassette tape in it, and his mouth moves up and down with the motion of the words. It's super awesome. You can even put any other cassette in it, and he'll sing along with it.
Get out.
I love it.
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing. Technology has come to that, man. It's awesome.
Man.
That sounds really cool, little dude.
What about you, Johnny? What are you up to?
Well, dude, I've been, let's see what I've been doing. I've been just kind of chilling at the beaches, really. I haven't really been wanting to do too much. It's been a weird year. So, yeah, just really beaches and some surfing. You know, maybe going to see some movies here and there. A lot of TV this year. It's been pretty cool. That's all. That's all I got.
My mom took me to see Eddie Murphy live for Raw, his Raw tour. That's right. Eddie Murphy is a comedian who goes on tour. Who knew? And that was pretty interesting to watch with your mom. And
That had to be awkward.
It was a little awkward, especially when you get to all the sexy talk. I just found out they're going to start filming Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. And Sean Connery is going to be Indy's dad. And River Phoenix is going to be young Indy. Well, I think that kid's going places.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see him all over the place.
Yeah, literally. All right. What's going on? What else is going on? Before we get into all the movie news of the year and the movies of the year, what else is going on with you guys?
I still can't believe that Take My Breath Away from Top Gun won Best Song at the Oscars. It still blows me away. There were some other good songs out there. Somewhere Out There from American Tail, that was a great touching song. Mean Green Mother from Outer Space from Little Shop of Horrors, but no, Take My Breath Away, just because the popular one's gonna get that one. All the ladies love that one.
Why not the Dentist song? That's better. Like from Little Shop of Horrors,
Dentist.
Why not the
Dentist? Yeah, Steve Martin.
That's way better.
The Dentist song is for sure.
At least Platoon took Best Picture.
What's that?
I said at least Platoon took Best Picture. That was well-deserved, right?
Yes, it was. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It seemed like the obvious choice. I'm obviously too young to see it, but I feel like the rest of the movies on that list are easily forgettable. I kind of feel like in 30 years, I won't remember any of them.
We can sneak in, I think.
You think so?
This little dude's bending my melon right now.
Did anybody see Hannah and her sisters?
No.
Anybody?
No, it's Woody Allen, man. There's something about him. I don't know. I hope we find out, but I think there's something on with that guy. I don't like him. He's weird.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You just get something looking at him. You just get that feeling like he's the kind of guy that would,
Don't let him around your daughter. Don't.
or his.
Or his. Yeah. What about you, John? What's new with you, man?
Dude,
Okay. Stop.
All right, fine. I'll be normal.
No, you do you. You have fun. I got to stop being a... You know, in 1987, I wasn't quite the control freak. So you go ahead.
You can't ask me to, like, tell me to go off and do my own thing. Here we go. Oh, Michael Jackson's Bad's coming out. Oh, my best friend told me it's awesome. I can't wait. It's radical.
Is there anyone on the planet less bad than Michael Jackson? I mean, really. Of all the people singing that song, I don't think it should be him.
That jacket's amazing, though. I had that jacket. It makes me feel bad.
But, I don't know, guys. I'm just a kid, but there's something about him that just gives me the heebie-jeebies. Maybe it's because I'm seven. I don't know. I feel like it's going to go south somehow.
He's a pale comparison to his former self, I can tell you that.
Damn.
All right. Well, let's get into movie and TV. Oh, I got to tell you, I did see a psychic and said that a great American actor would be born on February 20th of this year. So he's already a baby. He's already out there somewhere. And for some reason, she said this will affect me later in life. And all she could tell me was his name was Miles. Whenever you guys figure out who that kid is, let me know. He means something.
I don't even know what that name. I've never heard that name before. Miles? Oh, Miles Davis.
It's a weird name. Okay. It's weird.
Dionne Warwick does some amazing stuff.
What?
She does.
What? Where? Oh, Miles. Okay. All right. I didn't even understand the connection. I'm too young.
Does he work at a bank?
Wow. Keep bringing the dad jokes, Chief.
Was it a truly tasteless joke book 101 that he's got there?
I think so. No,
I got to hear on the ready. On the ready.
All right, moving.
I am seven, man. Come on, give me some slack.
I know. You're full of dad jokes. I get it. Huh? Take the silly putty and get those comics. Get them on there. Just rub it on. All right. And before we get into our movie and TV news, we're going to get there in a second. I promise. Apparently, coffee is going to be a chain now. Coffee is going to be a chain. Some place named Starbucks is opening up locations outside of Seattle for the first time. I want to know, seriously, who goes to a place just for coffee?
That's kind of ridiculous. I mean, what's next? Are we going to have a TV show that takes primarily in a coffee shop? That's never going to happen.
That sounds dumb.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I guess the saving grace with a place that only sells coffee is at least it's going to be affordable, right?
Oh, it has to be. All right, let's go to movie and TV news. Okay, well, we all love our VCRs, and God knows I can't stop taping movies off of HBO. But Laserdisc has really taken on a life of its own. And I know I'm sick of rewinding tapes. You think it's worth the upgrade to this LP-sized technological wonder or not even, Scott? Do you want a Laserdisc player? Is it the future?
Absolutely, man. I am always up for new technology. This thing looks fantastic. The quality is supposed to be so much better. No more wearing out of the tapes and having to mess with the tracking on the back of your TV to make sure it's just going to always look crystal clear. You can even automatically skip the scenes. You don't have to rewind the tape like you do with the VHS. I don't know. The thing that bugs me, though, is those discs are kind of bulky. I mean, we're already past record albums now. You know, we got cassette tapes.
They're Frisbees. They're huge.
Yeah, they're even bigger than Frisbees. Hopefully in the future we can get some kind of smaller option. But this thing needs to be cheaper. $2,300 is a bit rich for my blood. That's a lot of allowance to save up.
That's a big chunk of coin. Honestly, yeah. VHS, the quality's fine. I think it looks great.
VHS is banging, man.
Gag me with a spoon. It's awful, dude. What are you talking about?
I don't like the idea you have to flip it halfway. Like, who thought that was a good idea? You know, well, let's take out this cool technological wonder. You can see the movies in your movie theater. Well, it's really it's probably a 13-inch TV. But you can see these movies, but you got to stop at midway, flip it over, and rub it down. Whatever you got to do to watch the second half. I just don't get the point. Put in the video.
Rub it down?
Oh, no.
Smack it.
Yeah. You flip it, and then you rub it down. Oh, no. I don't know if that's quite a song yet, but I bet you it'll be catchy when it is. I just don't get why that was ever a thing. Like, when videotapes are here, and you can watch 2 hours, 6 hours, you can watch a lot of movie on a tape. You don't have to turn it over. I find that inconvenient.
And $2,300, I mean, we're not all Trump, you know.
Yeah.
That's still worth it. All right. Well, ever since the Fox Network launched last year, they've been trying to grab the kids for viewers. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Tracey Ullman show had some weird-ass cartoon called The Simpsons earlier this year, and now they're debating eventually making its own TV series. Does it suit your shorts, or do you think people would actually bother watching a cartoon in primetime?
I don't know which one I saw, but I saw one where those little squiggly dudes were talking about becoming pagans to get out of going to church, and then a Homer dude chases them into a church. Man, I missed half the show just laughing the entire time.
I don't know. I love cartoons, but do grown-ups love cartoons?
No.
I don't know.
They're not going to watch that. Seriously. Like, nighttime is for sexy time. It's not for cartoons.
Like 2-3 seasons tops, you think?
Maybe. I mean,
maybe.
I don't even think so. I mean, I guess Fox can like leave it on longer because they got a bunch of crap like Married with Children. Nobody's going to watch that.
You guys are going to have to tell me about it. My mom won't let me watch it. That Bart kid sounds like a bad influence.
Just say eat my shorts once.
Do it.
Take my shorts.
Oh, man. Look at the little dude. The little dude's awesome.
All right, Scotty, let's talk about something you like. Did you see that Konami released a new game called Metal Gear for the MSX2? I don't know what that is, but apparently it was a thing. And I think Michael Biehn is actually on the cover. And Japan had this Legend of Zelda game for a year, and it's finally coming out here for Nintendo. Is this going to change gaming for you at all, or is this like, are these games just bogus?
Oh no, this is totally rad, dude. This is rad. And that, yes, that is Michael Biehn on there, and that's an actual shot from a promo that they did for Terminator. So it's not an actual shot from the movie, but it was some promo they did. And Hideo Kojima, who's the creator of this game, Metal Gear, is a huge fan of movies. And even though he had nothing to do with that box art, he was outside of just influencing it and his love for it. But yeah, it's definitely him. But as far as Zelda, this game looks pretty sweet, man. This is going to change. Up to this point, I feel like video games have been totally just about scoring. There hasn't been a whole lot of anything about story or anything. And this one looks to be on a straight up adventure. And you actually, because you know how the Nintendo works. If you want to play a game that if you got to finish, you got to finish it in one sitting or leave your system on forever. This one's actually got a battery built in the cartridge so you can save your game. That's huge. Turn it off and come back and finish where you left off.
No,
that's a wave of the future, man.
I don't know how it works because I'm poor. I'm very, very poor. And basically my video games are, oh, look, paper. So how does this work?
Well, it's like a rectangular box that you actually plug into your television.
Yeah.
So there are these cords. One plugs into the television. One plugs into the wall socket in your house, like your power
ooh,
cable.
That's going to burn some shit down. I feel it.
It might. It's got a surge protector thing built into it, so you're okay. And then you get these little cartridges that you slide into the top of this machine and press them down, turn on a power button, and then you have these digital pictures on the screen that you actually get to move around with a controller you hold in your hand, and you move your guy around, attack enemies, jump around. It's pretty sweet.
And they're using cartridges? That's obviously going to evolve, and they'll never touch that again, but that's a cool concept.
Well, I mean, there's been cartridges for a while, ever since the Atari 2600 and 5200, but...
I know, but we're getting away from it, because we have Laserdisc now, so I imagine we'll never have to use a cartridge again after this.
Never. Yeah, no, probably not. Probably never again, but yeah. These hold a lot more information on them than the old ones. They hold 8 whole bits of information on one little cartridge, so we're moving up in the world. I don't see getting much better than that.
It's the dream. Mm-hmm. All right, movie tickets are up to an average of $3.91. I mean, seriously, if $4 is the price of admission, is nuts to me. Is it nuts to you, John?
I can eat for a week off of $3.91. I'm just. Can I go back a second? I'm a little bit flabbergasted, but the little dude said the games are all about scoring. I'm still laughing about that in my own head.
Are you on weed at this particular moment?
Maybe.
or a decongestant of some sort. I don't know what they had in 87, but it sounds potent. That's all.
I'm doing some sort of cross between Sudafed, Coracetin, and Tylenol right now.
Nice. That sounds like pre-meth. If that was the thing. I mean, I'm just assuming that I'm a future seer. I see the future.
You're a future seer?
You know what? That's what we call it in the hood. Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
That's what we call it.
We should have called Dionne Warwick back.
Oh, bam. All right, John, is that too much money? Is $3.91, is that pushing it for you? I mean, that's pretty hefty price. That's lunch for a week, like you said.
That's lunch for a week. That's 1/100th of my rent right now. That's God. That's crazy. I can't believe people want to spend that much to go to the movie.
Yeah, I get $5 a week in allowance. That means most of my weekly cut would be eaten up by a single movie, and I can't even get popcorn with my movie. I'm gonna have to mow some extra lawns this summer to.
You get $5. You get $5.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's enough with high prices. Let's get into our From the Outside In topic. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Little Hershey's Kisses app, big chocolate. Little Hershey's Kisses app, big, big chocolate. Little kisses have big chocolate. You're gonna love. You can love them by the handful. You can love them one by one. Tiny little kisses have big, big chocolate fun. Little Hershey's Kisses have big, big chocolate. Little kisses have big chocolate. You're gonna love.
Now we're at our From the Outside In topic, where each week we talk about something on ours or our listeners' minds. And this week we're going to talk about what we loved and loathed about movies and TV in this year, 1987. Scott, what did you love in 1987? What did you love at the movie theater?
Oh, my all-time favorite, The Princess Bride. This movie, I just feel like this is going to be in my top 10 for the rest of my life. This movie is so good. It's got everything. It's got action. It's got romance. It's got comedy. It's got great sets. It's got awesome acting. It's got one-liners. I adore this movie. Do you guys like Princess Bride this year?
Totally.
Nope. I don't think it. And no one's going to talk about this movie in like 5 years from now. It's done. It's like garbage. Garbage.
Psych.
Not. It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
You want me to keep going or you want to?
No, yeah. Tell us. Unless you want to go like some round robin, you want to do that? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a thing. We're going to do that. Johnny, what about you? What did you love? We'll just keep going until we get tired of talking.
All right. So I have a confession to make. You know, so what was so choice this year is Three Men and a Baby. I mean, how rad it is. These three dudes, they're swingers. They have this awesome apartment. They got paintings on the wall. And then this baby comes along and they put their swinging life on hold.
No.
Oh.
Bad movie. You know why? Because it made me not want to have children. That's what it did. It doesn't seem like a good experience at all. And where's the mom? That mom abandoned that child. Why don't they take that mom to child services at some point? Do they have child services? They should take her.
You know, I heard stories that there's a ghost in that movie, too. I think I saw it.
What?
I heard about that, too, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. There's just stories going around. There's creepy little ghosts running around the set of that movie. It's wow.
Like Patrick Swayze or?
Like, you know, there's a scene where Ted Danson is walking through and you can see this kid who's standing in the window. It's weird. It's creepy. Kind of messing me up.
You didn't hear about that?
No, I've never even heard about that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Cool.
Yeah. The
cool
7-year-old's got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't live that life. I watched Beverly Hills Cop 2, and I just can't wait to see what he does next. I love Axel Foley. There you go. He's good. I can't wait to see what they do in the next one. I'll bet you it'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, those movies just keep on getting better and better.
Every movie is better and better. The next one. You know what? I hope they go to a theme park. Oh, that would rock. Do it.
Beverly Hills Cop theme park?
Yeah, why not? Screw it. Let's go to Disneyland. Let's see Axel Foley in Disneyland. This is like movie gold.
You just run around and stuff bananas into things?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Into children? Yes. Whatever.
Surprisingly, I loved Hellraiser. I really thought that was a really cool concept. Creepy, that pinhead dude's pretty gnarly.
It's pretty sadistic, man. That's a really messed up. I mean, are you okay at home? You want to talk about it? That's a pretty dark movie.
Well, you know, it's a dark place in that closet. It just kind of fits with the motif, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotcha. Give me some more pins,
out of the closet.
Ooh. Yes.
Is that a thing?
No, but it will be.
It will be? You think so?
I think so.
But I think that's a one and done movie for sure. I don't need to see any more.
All right. Johnny, any more?
Something I thought was totally rad was watching old James Bond say, "They pull a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue." That's a Chicago way. God, radical. Movie was awesome.
That movie was fantastic. That was great. Kevin Costner is a great actor.
He's gonna be there forever.
Huge.
He's
gonna be huge. Lethal Weapon. I like that. Lethal Weapon is pretty fantastic, man. I mean, you've got 50-year-old Danny Glover, and you've got this young Australian kid. He's pretty cool. Mel Gibson. I think he's going to be around for a little bit until he probably pisses some people off. Gary Busey. What a badass. Who knew Gary Busey would be a badass? He's fantastic. I love this movie. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing that bugs me about that movie is you're not going to really pop your shoulder back in its socket like just by running into a wall, are you? Come on.
I don't know what you're talking about because that hasn't happened yet. This is Lethal Weapon 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What movie are you talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who brought the DeLorean? What?
I don't know. I don't know.
So this is entirely plausible. This could all happen because there's none of whatever you were talking about. It's not here.
Someday in the future, maybe. Inner Space. I saw that this year. That is top of the mill for me. I love Dennis Quaid in that movie. I love the idea of shrinking down a little spaceship and going inside another person's body, exploring around. I haven't laughed so hard this year as I have in that
movie. I don't know if you wording that was the right wording that you should. It just felt
going inside another dude's body.
That part.
I don't know what I'm talking about, Aaron.
That sounds like prison is what it sounds like.
He's 7 years old. This doesn't mean anything to him.
Okay. I'm like, I don't even know, but I'm old enough to know what that means. And that means something different where I come from.
I'm still trying to figure out which arm it's under. What are you talking about?
What? What kind of childhood do you have? Dear God.
First Hellraiser's got him in the closet. Now Interspace has got him inside other men's bodies.
Oh, that was a fun movie.
I think this is progress.
Yeah.
Stakeout. Emilio Estevez becomes a movie star. Oh, that was a good one. I like that one. I hope they make a sequel.
Adventures in Babysitting. That was a fun movie. This little chick who's all into Thor. And then Vinny D'Onofrio shows up looking like Thor. We'll never get something like that in a real mainstream movie.
No. They'll never get it right. They keep making bad comic book movies, and you can't do it, man. Just let it go. Seriously.
Yeah, I think video game movies are going to be a thing way before comic book movies will.
Obviously. Super Mario Brothers. I can't wait for that to be a movie.
That's totally going to be a thing. You watch my words. That movie's going to be amazing.
I pray it will. Dirty Dancing. Anybody watch Dirty Dancing this year?
That's a sweet movie. Yeah.
I had the time of my life seeing it.
She's like the wind. Oh, yeah. Patrick Swayze again. That guy.
And if he still doesn't answer.
Nobody puts Scotty in a corner of the closet.
No, just in the closet. Nobody puts Scotty in the closet.
What just happened? John, are you okay? I feel like you just had an Uzi that dropped by your house. Oh, my God. That was intense. All right. Any other ones you want to talk about? Favorite movies of the year?
I'm out.
You guys are nuts. All right. I'm going to run through this because I'm going to let you know all the cool ones that came out in 1987. There was Predator. There was Mannequin. That Kim Cattrall. She is a dame. She is just adorable. And I hope she goes places. Lost Boys. Great movie. Adventures in Babysitting. You already talked about that. Blind Date. Nightmare on Elm Street 3. Dream Warriors.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Overboard, Kurt Russell, he's a god. Right. I think he's going places. The Principal, Jim Belushi, man, he is a badass. They should put him in action movies with dogs.
He's going to be around forever. He is going to be around forever.
Yeah. He is going to make it. Burglar, another action hero. Let's get Whoopi Goldberg and Bobcat Goldthwait. Let's get them together some more. Let's have some buddy action flicks, huh?
It's about time we start getting some strong action roles for the ladies.
Exactly. I mean, we're ahead of the time here. Let's see, Less Than Zero. That's great. Robert Downey Jr. I mean, I think his career is kind of going to flame out after this, but you know, he's got a little bit of some behind the scenes drama. But this is still a great movie. Feel bad for him. Get through it, man. Get through it. The Hidden, Hiding Out, The Secret of My Shaky Success, The Bedroom Window, Flowers in the Attic, hello, Christy Swanson, and the first half of Full Metal Jacket. Boom. That's all fantastic.
The first half.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't put Full Metal Jacket, because I only like the first half of it.
Well, that's on my not-so-good list. So, okay, so what TV shows are you into this year?
So Unsolved Mysteries is a blast, man. At first, I was like, who's this gnarly old dude on my TV, but... And why has he got this grody story going on? I can't even change the channel anymore because it's got Bigfoot and aliens. I'm totally hooked.
Wait, what had Bigfoot?
Unsolved Mysteries.
When did they have Bigfoot?
Robert Stack? I don't remember Bigfoot either, but I remember Unsolved Mysteries.
Like, it was all, oh man, this kid went missing. It was just, this dude went missing. When was there Bigfoot and aliens?
No, they had Bigfoot and aliens on Unsolved Mysteries. That's what it's unsolved about them.
That's pretty unsolved. Aliens. That's super unsolved. I don't remember that. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that I don't remember that. All right, Scotty. Any for you?
TV shows? Actually, I have more TV shows than I have movies, surprisingly. That doesn't sound like me at all, but this awesome new cartoon, I love cartoons, debuted this year. I'm going to say the line. I want you guys to sing the second half of it. Are you ready?
Okay.
You ready? DuckTales. Woohoo! Thank you, John. Thank you. DuckTales is my jam. I love DuckTales.
Did John do that? I thought that was you.
That was not me. That was John.
Oh, I thought that was your impression of John. I'm sorry.
That would be.
I never watched it.
Sure what just happened, but okay.
I never watched.
You never watched DuckTales?
No.
That is like every day after school for me, man. DuckTales.
I'm too busy trying to make some money, man. I'm trying to make some cash. You know what I mean? I ain't got time to watch cartoons. I'm busy. Busy. In the streets with a Z. That's what I'm doing. And mowing lawns and stuff. I'm just doing stuff. I'm busy. I ain't got time for DuckTales. That's a cool show. And be watching Cheers?
Yeah.
I like the theme song.
Norm!
Norm! Scott, you don't sound like you ever watched Cheers.
I've never watched an episode.
What?
Nope.
I mean, it's still new. You have time, but I mean, it's only on once a week. I don't know when you're going to get. You're going to have to wait until Thursday.
I have to set my VCR.
That's a great show. Who has never seen Cheers? Seriously.
I haven't.
Why?
The seven-year-old.
Yeah. Fair. Fair. But
it's at a bar, man.
Do you ever see yourself watching Cheers? Ever?
Maybe someday. I hear it's a pretty good show.
That feels like a no. All right. Well, go watch some Unsolved Mysteries. I hear you can find aliens and random stuff.
I love Unsolved Mysteries. That theme song and Robert Stack.
Oh, and they solve some stuff. Every once in a while, you know, they'll get those hot tips and solve a crime. I think that's pretty fantastic. I don't know if true crime's ever going to last, but I think it's a good idea. I like it.
I don't think it's going to go anywhere. People get bored of it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, how many creepy people can there possibly be?
Yeah, they're going to run out sometime.
Probably already have, just like we have of ideas. All right. What else? Okay.
And you guys watch, it's a little little PBS, but you guys watch Square One TV? Square One TV on PBS? Yeah? Yeah?
Wow.
Oh, man, I'm the only one. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
I've never even heard of it. It's a math show?
Square One TV is a math show, yes. It's all about math.
Well, that sounds like a party.
They have a really cool segment at the end where it is a week-to-week story where they are solving a mysteries, and these two detectives solve mysteries using math, and it's called MathNet. And yes, it's based on Dragnet. They start the show by saying the names are made up, but the problems are real. And it's all like very serious, and they hold badges, and they're part of MathNet.
What?
It's fantastic.
What? This sounds fantastic. Why have I never heard of that?
Love it.
If I smoked weed and drank, this is what I'd be watching right now, because it feels like a perfect show.
It's great, and they've got like halfway in between the episode, they've got like an arcade machine that looks like Pac-Man, but instead of Pac-Man, it's Math-Man, and he goes around, you know, eating the dots and stuff, and then he has to solve a math problem to get a power pellet and stuff. This is my jam. I love Square One Television.
It sounds like
That's exactly how you get cocaine.
Am I the only one to watch kid shows this year? No, you guys don't watch any kid shows?
No, I'm pretty mature.
Finders Keepers on Nickelodeon.
What's that?
Finders Keepers was a game show, and Finding Keepers is a game show where the contestants have a partner and they have to solve these picture puzzles for the first half of the game, and then the second half, the studio sets up like a giant room in a house, and they have to ransack the place and tear it apart trying to find something that's hidden somewhere in the room, and they use clues from the previous picture to try to help them figure out where it is. It just basically lets kids go through a house, tear it apart, trying to find things like they're drug dealers trying to score their cash in or something. It's a lot of fun.
I think I have seen this one.
Yeah,
I have not. I have not seen this one. I watch a lot of MTV.
Has anyone been keeping up with Beauty and the Beast?
I can't get past that. That dude looks too weird. The Beast looks weird to me.
Oh man, that show is so rad. I'm like, whoa, whoa, that guy Ron Perlman. Oh, he's a looker, man. I bet you he gets all the chicks. And Linda Hamilton, she's got her head on right.
She's a looker. I like her.
She's a looker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? She's gonna be a big star forever. I think forever. Like she's gonna be around for a long time.
Yeah. Yep. It's just not a single problem with her. Mm-mm.
No, you know, Moonlighting. I love Moonlighting. I'm still watching it, even though it's starting to get weird and uncomfortable. And you could tell they're not getting along anymore and they slept together. And that's just that part that I didn't agree with that. Like, why are you doing that? Just be friends. Just be pals. But what are you going to do?
I heard those fights are real on that show.
That's breaking the fourth wall is what I hear. You know?
Really?
Yeah. It's breaking the fourth wall.
Whatever that means.
We had a couple of big shows end this year, too. A-Teams last season was this year.
Oh, I guess that plan didn't come together.
Are we going to get another show like the B-Team?
Oh, boy, you're just writing a book, aren't you?
And Hill Street Blues ended this year, too.
Amazing Stories is ending this year. That's going to break my heart.
That was a good one.
That's a really good one. My favorite ones from that one was like the one where the cartoonist is strapped in the bottom of that bomber and he can't get out and radical stuff. How about the one Luke Skywalker? Luke Skywalker was on one of those too. That was amazing.
He was?
He was on Amazing Stories. He was on an episode called The Collector. He was a hoarder.
I did not know that. So now I know what he's been doing after Return of the Jedi. I was wondering if he'd ever get work again.
Yeah, that was his job. He became a kid who hoarded away all these sort of collections, and it was a great little story. It has a little troll in it. It's kind of neat.
Mm. Night Court. Everybody watching Cosby, too, by the way? I mean, Cosby, that guy, America's dad, right? Nice.
America's
so
dad,
wholesome.
Yeah.
Just wholesome guy
this guy
right there.
Is like everybody's dream of a dad.
Yep.
Dream. Mm-hmm. I want a sweater. I want to wear a sweater and go talk to my mom like that. All right, so... Wait, that came out so wrong. All right, so... I don't even know what I meant. What movies or TV shows are just gnarly to the max? They're just not good.
Well, not a lot of TV shows that I find really bad. There's a couple that I can't watch because my mom says they're too filthy or inappropriate for me to watch, like Married with Children. I really want to watch that. I hear it's really funny, but it's got lots of sex in it, apparently, which is apparently a bad thing. So
it's a sin, Scott, where I come from. It's a sin.
But as far as movies, though, Jaws the Revenge was pretty bad. The shark that's got it out for someone and they can't figure out to get them just stay out of the water.
Yeah. However, will you avoid a shark attack? I'm going to stand on the beach. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And then the Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Whoa.
Why do we need that?
Was that this year?
That was this year.
Oh, that was bad. That was really bad.
That was really bad. God. And one that's so bad it's almost good is Over the Top.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that one.
What was that?
his little exercise thing. And you don't know what Over the Top is, John?
No, I know what Over the Top is. I was trying to figure out what the noise that was coming out of Aaron's mouth.
It's basically his movie where his guys like arm wrestling other guys.
Oh my God, Sylvester Stallone is here!
I gotta get back to my day job, Lee.
He's so here.
And that little boy that was played by a really young Demi Moore.
What? That's a fun fact.
Go watch that movie and tell me that kid doesn't look like Demi Moore.
Oh, my God. All right. Johnny, what did you hate this year?
Starman, the TV show. Ugh, what a piece of junk that was. Yeah, that was ridiculous. Let's end a movie by having a baby because babies make everything better, right?
Yeah. No. Three Men and a Baby prove that.
Yeah. And then we're going to start a TV show based off of that baby's life. Come on. Gag me. That's terrible. Sidekicks. Why can't Buck Rogers get a real job? You have to go do Sidekicks?
What's Sidekicks? Is that a Chuck Norris movie?
No. Buck Rogers is a cop.
Okay.
And he's got that little kicking kid, that hey-ya kid. You know who I'm talking about. Eddie something or other Jr.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
he's the last Electric Knight or some junk like that. So he's a magical little kid who kicks your ass. It's just weird. It's stupid. Like, he's a cop. He's got a gun. What does he need an ass-kicking kid for?
Who doesn't want an ass-kicking kid, man?
Well, he's also Buck Rogers. So Buck Rogers doesn't need an ass-kicking kid.
I mean, he's
kid.
Not actually Buck Rogers, right? I mean, you know this is fictional. I mean, they've told you this in school. It's fictional.
No, that's the guy. That when I watch Buck Rogers, it's that guy.
That's not his real job. His real job is pretending to be Buck Rogers. Like, there's a real Buck Rogers somewhere else. That's not him.
Who the hell is Chuck Norris?
Oh, he's big right now. He is.
Yeah,
he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in a lot of that Bruce Lee guy's stuff.
Yeah, he was pretty kick-ass at this point in life. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. Just saying. You would know because you were in the closet. Teen Wolf 2, Kiss Your Career Goodbye, Jason Bateman. That was it. You are done. There's no way you're getting work after that garbage. You are no Michael J. Fox, my friend.
Who wanted Teen Wolf 2?
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman needed a job.
It's my movie career move. Oh, shit. That's how that went. Yeah. Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. What a waste of the best Superman. That was pretty bad, really.
Isn't Superman 3 considered, like, the worst?
No.
Wasn't that bad, was it?
It was pretty bad. It was horribly bad. Did you ever see it?
I want to say I did. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. It's basically there's a nuclear man. It's Superman going up against, I guess, the visual representation of nuclear war. And yeah, everybody took a check on this movie. That's all it is. It's a really bad movie.
That sounds accurate.
Yeah. It's bad. Also, the second half of Full Metal Jacket. That's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, I whenever I watch that, I just stop.
That's a good boot camp. That's a good call. All right, were there any great movie or TV experiences this year that you can recall? I mean, this year went by really fast.
This year I saw a real Bigfoot on the big screen. That was amazing. Harry and the Hendersons. Cha. So, I mean, I really want a Bigfoot now.
One more time, I might have to bitch slap you myself. What about Harry and the Hendersons? Jack Wagon. Why can't Kevin Costner stay in character this long? And now Flipper's here?
We're going to pause while John recollects himself.
No, we'll just keep going.
All right.
I would have been okay if he didn't say, why can't Kevin Costner stay in character this long?
I've got one good memory with a TV show, because we talked about shows that are ending this year, and another one is Airwolf. Mm. And I watched that show with my stepdad, and we watched that show together. So that's a good memory.
That's pretty cool.
That was an awesome theme song. It's going to be a good memory. I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life.
Probably. You'll probably forget it tomorrow. You don't know.
And that theme song. That theme song is awesome.
That theme song is awesome. I got a good memory of seeing I think I've told some friends this story, but just in case I haven't, my grandpa took me to see Platoon, and because it's came out the same week, or it was still playing, you know, it's Oscar season or whatever, and then Mannequin came out the same weekend. And my grandpa took me to see Platoon because I really wanted to see it. I was dying to see it. And about 15 minutes in, he made me leave because of all the swearing. And he said, no, you're not watching this. It's filthy. It's wrong. Yeah. It's bad. No. And he demanded his money back. They said, you don't get your money back because of that. And he said, yes, I do. And he got his money back because nobody's jacking with my grandpa. And then we drove all the way across town to see Mannequin. And it's not quite Platoon, but I did enjoy it. It was a fun time.
That's a hell of a trade-off.
Yeah, nothing similar. By the way, I got 15 minutes of Platoon, so I was kind of excited for where this thing was going. And I was, you know, at the end of Mannequin, I'm like, why isn't Andrew McCarthy, like, mowing people down? Like, why isn't he going after gooks? I don't understand what's going on here. This is really disappointing. But he ended up with Kim Cattrall, and that's fine.
I guess that's totally okay in my book.
I think so. I think it's a good trade-off. We do get comments from you listening. You do send us through snail mail, your opinion of what was the greatest of 1987 of this past year. So let's get into those. Scott, why don't you read yours first?
All right. Our first letter comes from Steve Peterson, and he writes, Ninja Turtles. That cartoon came out this year, and the Ninja Turtles are my entire life. They are the great after-school Disney cartoons, Darkwing Duck, DuckTales, Gummy Bears, Chip and Dale. My three favorite movies of this year are Monster Squad, RoboCop, and Adventures in Babysitting. Thanks for the letter, Monster Steve. Monster Squad. Mm-hmm. And RoboCop. You got the guy spitting on that piece of paper, freaking everybody out at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Which...
That was real. Fun movie. I also
Which part was real?
I can't remember the actor's name. The villain in that movie.
The guy from that show that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid that, but he gets arrested at the beginning of the movie, and he's at the police counter, and they ask for his signature, and instead of signing it, he just spits on the paper, and he's got his mouth full of blood, so he's got blood all over that, and that wasn't in the script. He actually, like, improv that, and so the guys that are standing next to him, like, totally freaked out when he did that, and so their reactions were real.
Mm.
Fun fact.
I didn't know that. Very cool.
I read it in a magazine.
Ooh, I can't afford those. I'm pretty poor.
Our next letter comes from Will Ross, and he says, as a kid, I don't watch much besides cartoons, but movies from them I love, like Predator, Full Metal Jacket, Lethal Weapon, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and Good Morning Vietnam. How do we not mention Good Morning Vietnam? That movie is amazing. Robin Williams.
I didn't like it.
You don't like Good Morning Vietnam?
I sure don't. I didn't. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's fine. It's just basically Robin Williams. Half of it's Robin Williams' act, and the other, I find it overrated. Is that a thing right now? I don't know, but it's overrated.
Mm.
Yeah. Sorry. I would give it.
I still like to watch the movie.
I would give it a thumbs down. That's what I would do. Mm.
And our last one comes from Jennifer Maloney. Jennifer says, well, let's see. I'm 8, so I'm in third grade. And I love watching Mr. Wizard on Nickelodeon. And I picked this letter for this very reason, because Mr. Wizard was awesome. I feel like it's a show all about science. I love science, and he does a good job with that show. Jennifer goes on to say, the only movie that I love watching right now is a TV miniseries version of Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. It has all these famous adults. Of course, I don't really know if they're famous. Or they're going to be famous, but I feel like they will be, like Sally Struthers, Scott Baio, and Ringo Starr. I am obsessed with that movie. I think it's awesome seeing a girl around my age telling all these grown-ups what's what. Oh, and let's not forget about Care Bears and Rainbow Bright. I love those 80s cartoons. I hope they just keep making them like that in the future. So colorful and fun. And a big reason I picked Jennifer Maloney is because I secretly kind of like Rainbow Bright. About 3 years ago, I had a crush on Rainbow Bright. True story.
What? You got a lot of crushes, man.
I do have a lot of crushes. I mean, Rainbow Bright's no Monica Green, but she's...
Whoa. What if Monica Green came to school dressed like Rainbow Bright?
Yeah.
Huh?
When you made the sale, stop selling it.
We're dressing up Monica Green. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
Okay, which one of you is Woody Allen?
Ooh, that's not a thing just yet. I'm just letting you know. No one's going to understand what you're talking about. All right. Did you have any other ones, Scotty?
That's it.
All right. John?
Marcus Shelton, as far as TV, a currently underrated show that's not getting its due is Tour Duty. Also, Star Trek The Next Generation is probably going to open the doors for great sci-fi for here to come. An amazing crime drama right now is The Wise Guy.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah. I like everything he said there, even Tour of Duty, which I caught a couple of episodes recently of that, and that's a really good show for sure. Alexander Wass, this is a good year for movies, just for openers. Predator, Lethal Weapon, Lost Boys, The Untouchables, Wall Street, and Overboard. But the list can go on. It really has gone on, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has, yeah.
And then from this good egg, Quinn Thiedon says, Spaceballs. I'm not alive currently. I don't know how he's getting this letter to us. But after my parents showed me A New Hope.
It's amazing.
This Like I said, he's a good egg.
Yeah, he's from the future. I like it.
Yeah.
Literally a good egg.
He is literally a good egg. Good call.
A New Hope, which I love. They will show me Spaceballs, and I'm going to find that hilarious.
I hope you do. I mean, I hope you do. I hope you do when you're so conceived. Dumb. Sometimes I wonder why we do things we do. All right. Any other ones, John? Is there another one? Or
no, that's all. That's my three. That, you know, I couldn't find that many in the grab bag that I really like so much. I really love these three.
Okay. Let's see. I got Kyle Nolan, 1987, when TV was just starting to get complicated with the introduction of Fox on Saturdays and Sundays. Who could deal with four channels? I agree. It's really tough, man. I get a lot of static, and I go to bed at midnight. I was definitely watching that Fox lineup. Love the New Adventures of Beans Baxter. Did you guys ever hear of that one? The Beans Baxter?
Yep. No. It's a takeoff from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, okay. Are you takeoff, you mean ripoff?
Basically.
Okay. He still remembers the Halloween episode. Wish that show was available on any other means, a form of video, or anywhere. As for films in 1987, wow, this was a good year. And he mentions, like, initials, DVD. Do you know what this is? This is a thing? Like, acronym for something?
Is that Jean-Claude Van Damme's brother, David Van Damme?
Yes. Good call. All right. Okay. Thomas Bex. Can he do the S-splits, too? Thomas Bex, an important thing that you must understand, I'm not quite sure he's in the thing yet, but an important thing you must understand is that these shows shaped how we in Europe view America. To me, as an 11-year-old Dutch kid, America was Miami Vice, A-Team, 21 Jump Street, Married with Children, and Cosby. Well, that went bad, I hear, in the future. I learned from the Vietnam War from Tour of Duty, and I got to know a ton of fantastic music through that show. Learned how courts work because of Matlock, and wanted to live in San Francisco in a full house around a ranch in Dallas. Star Trek Next Generation was the logical conclusion of this all. To me, this was what America was all about. I idolized this country because of these shows. Looking back at it, it's silly and painful how spectacularly wrong that image was. Why? This is all now. I don't understand. Does it go south? I don't know what he's talking about.
We're good. We're good.
You are very negative, Thomas. I think things are going to be fine in America. Reagan is a cool guy. He's taking it. He can't remember shit, but he's doing good. I like him. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Manuel Perez. Definitely for me, it was the summer of 87, and Eddie Murphy teamed up with director Tony Scott to deliver Beverly Hills Cop 2. That was my favorite movie of that year and one of the best sequels of all time. The story was fantastic. The jokes were more hilarious than the first, and the chemistry between Murphy, Judge Reinhold, and John Ashton was still great. Not to mention the stunts were absolutely amazing for the time. And it has one of the best soundtracks of that year or ever, in my opinion. When I'm in the car, I love to fire up Shakedown by Bob Seger. It makes me feel like I'm blazing down the road with Axel Foley. Just a fantastic film, and one of my best memories of seeing this in the theater with my uncle, and the whole audience was laughing every minute because the jokes were so funny. So many great movies that year, but Beverly Hills Cop 2 will always be my favorite of 1987. Mine too, because as soon as he says to Bridget Nielsen, "That's a big bitch," that's some funny shit. That's some funny stuff. Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants to keep the crowd alive. Break down, take down the bus stand. All right, let's go to What's This Movie? Scotty?
All right, each week we pick a movie suggested by either our host or a listener. And if you think you know what the movie is, you can mail us a letter to our address, which is feedback@thehollywoodoutsider.com. Your postal carrier will find us. Just don't worry about it. And we will give you a proper host shout-out on the next broadcast. Last week's recording clip was Brian's pick, and that movie was Little Miss Sunshine. Never even heard of it, so good to those that got it. And those that did guess correctly were John Sanford, Craig Sherborne, Tori Melching, Yana Miller, Kyle Nolan, Johan Eriksson, Manuel Perez, Will Ross, and Tommy Lynch. On this week's show, because we do not have the technology to present you with a clip, here are a few things I saw personally this year I want you to see if you can figure any of them out. First off, here's your first clue. Can you guys believe Patrick Bateman is a serial killer? Or was that in my head? There's your first one. Mm-hmm. Next one. So I was driving up north, you know, when I saw this guy throwing another guy into a wood chipper. Swear to Christ.
Seriously?
You betcha. And our last clue. Man, did you guys catch Stacey Jacks last night? That dude was rad when he was with Arsenal. Think he'd help us with the benefit concert?
Well played. I hope somebody can get some of these. These are pretty good. I like them. Mm-hmm. And they really happened this year. These things happened in this year. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. All right, now another word from our sponsor.
When the clock strikes half past six, babe, time to head for Golden Lights. It's a good time for a great taste dinner at McDonald's. It's Mac tonight. Come on, make it Mac tonight.
I can't believe we have more sponsors in the past. All right, so let's take a look at what the top movies of the year were. Let's take a little peek at it. Number 10, The Witches of Eastwick. That's right, Jack Nicholson gets to bang three hot chicks, and then they turn on him at the end. Seems like a great movie until the last part of it. Lethal Weapon.
Otherwise known as Aaron's Life.
Oh, not yet, but I'm working on it. And then that movie made $63 million. Lethal Weapon, that's one we already talked about, $65 million. That's number 9. Stakeout made more than Lethal Weapon. I hope people remember that one more. At $65 million, The Secret of My Success with Michael J. Fox was $67 million. Untouchables, You Do Things the Chicago Way, was $76 million. Moonstruck, Cher's still a thing, $80 million. Good Morning Vietnam, which apparently is awesome. I'm just wrong. $123.4 million. That's fantastic. It feels like a lot of money. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know. I've never felt it.
All right.
I'd like to.
You get that one.
Try the other arm.
Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop 2 is $153.6 million. They're number 3. Number 2, the movie that ruined Having Affairs Forever, Fatal Attraction, $156 million. And Three Men and a Baby. This would never happen in real life, people. We would just drop it off at the orphanage, but whatever. It's $167 million. That was the number 1 movie of 1987. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, top TV shows. Can you guess what the number 10 top TV show in 1987 was?
Can I guess?
Well, you know. Can you throw... What is it? What is number 10?
Number 10 is Alf.
Can you believe...
A reference to the little toy I got.
Can Alf. You believe it was that popular? It is that popular? Shit.
You got to work on your tenses.
I know.
Yes, Alf is... He's a little puppet with an attitude, and it's so popular. But number 9 is Murder, She Wrote. Number 8 is 60 Minutes. Everybody loves 60 Minutes. You think that show's going to last for a while?
No, seriously, who's going to watch the news every week? Come on. Nobody cares.
Just once a week? Number 7, Aaron's favorite, Night Court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number 6, Tony Danza and Who's the Boss. Number 5, Growing Pains. Number 4,
Kirk
The Golden
Cameron.
Girls.
Kirk Cameron, man. That dude is... He is dark. He is edgy. I like him.
He's edgy. Number 4, The Golden Girls.
Also edgy.
I love those Golden Girls.
That B. Arthur.
Number 3, the show I apparently need to check out, Cheers.
That B. Arthur. Oh, I just gag reflux. Sorry, continue. And
number 2, A Different World. Now, this is the soap opera, correct?
No. No, this is the spinoff of the Cosby
Show.
What's
a different world?
Huh? This is a spinoff of the Cosby Show. It's got Dwayne Wayne and it's got one of the Cosby's daughters.
I just can't get my world shows straight, apparently.
You cannot. No. Mm-mm.
I think Steve Peterson's going to write another letter. And the number 1 show of 1987 is The Cosby Show. Should be no surprise.
And it was watched by 28 million people every week. I bet in the future he gets that many lawsuits. All right. Let's talk about In Memoriam, Scotty. Who'd we lose this year?
Well, a big one is Jackie Gleason, classic television actor. Yep. And we also lost Lee Marvin, Lorne Greene, Rita Hayworth, Danny Kaye. I can't hear that without thinking of another movie. Right.
Is that a thing? Yeah, it's about, PG. Right? Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. I feel you.
I don't.
It's a Christmas movie. That's why you don't remember it.
Ooh. Oh, all right. I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Andy Warhol, Liberace, and Fred Astaire. We lost all these greats this year.
I don't want to call anything, but I think Liberace's gay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's no way.
I think he is. I mean, he feels gayish.
He's got too much in common with a mobster to be gay.
That's a way to look at it. Sure.
Yeah. Look at all the rings, the flashy wear, the big hairy open chest kind of stuff. I mean, that's just too much.
Absolutely. I agree. I'm wrong. What do I know? Obviously, I'm wrong. All right. We got one last word from our sponsor. This guy would be a great James Bond, I think. Too bad we've got Timothy Dalton. But, you know, this is a cool commercial regardless.
Ours, as you know, is not a perfect world. May I? That's why it's so refreshing when something really perfect comes along. Like Diet Coke. Tastes great straight. Or on the rocks. Yet it's just one calorie. That's why Diet Coke is the perfect soft drink. For an imperfect world. Just for the taste of it.
Diet Coke. All right, let's go to our whole game, Johnny.
All right, we're gonna play a game. So as like we haven't had fun already today, here's what we're gonna do.
I'm sure it's debatable depending on your listening preferences.
Each of us are gonna pick a song from a soundtrack from 1987 or before, sing the first verse until it's guessed. First person to guess wins. If they can't guess it, the singer wins. Got it?
Got it.
Got it. All right. Hang on. Let me get ready. Let me get situated. All right.
Me.
All right, you're up first, Scotty. All right.
All right, are you sure you're ready?
Not really.
Got to back away. Got to back away from the mic.
He's got to back away. Are you going to, like, just throw it at us or what?
Stand up and shout. No, just kidding. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. My life is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel.
Never ending story?
No, it's from...
My life is like a storybook story.
Princess Bride.
There you go.
What's the song? You got to get the song.
Yeah, dude.
Is that the song? Is that what it's called? The Princess Bride?
No, it's not what the song is called.
Okay. No, I forgot what the title of the song is. I know where the movie came from.
All right, I guess that counts. Okay, does that mean it's my turn?
Sure.
Okay. All right, well, John wins that one. All right, here you go. Ready? See that, Strebeck? We're just in time. We have stumbled onto a major crime. They got the girl all frightened. That's not nice. I think she is the subject of a sacrifice. Buddy, we're putting this party on ice. But first, you know, we really ought to read them their rights. Read them their rights.
Revenge
read
of the Nerds.
Nope. Well, I'm here tonight to rap about your rights. And right now, you're in trouble. Y'all don't have to say nothing at all. Y'all got two calls, and you better make them on the double. Nobody? You guys suck. Let's drag that.
Oh, crap, you're right.
I know.
Oh, crap, you're right.
I literally know. Yes, I know. God damn it.
I literally know.
I even wanted to talk about Dragnet at one point, but I just skipped it.
I waited so I didn't give it away. I didn't want to give it away. I love that movie. Freaking love it. Tom Hanks is so funny. I don't know if this guy can do anything else but comedy, but please keep doing comedies, Tom Hanks, because you are amazing.
Dan Aykroyd's awesome in that one, too.
He is, man. He's going to be around forever. Seriously. He's great. All right, Johnny?
All right. Well, I've went ahead and screwed myself over in this, so have fun with it. Okay?
Okay.
At night, when you turn off all the lights, there's no place that you can hide. No, no, the rhythm is going to get you.
Yeah. I don't remember the movie. I know the song. Is that Last Dragon?
Rhythm is gonna get you. Is that
what? Yeah,
rhythm is gonna get you now.
Rhythm is gonna get you.
It was in like three movies in this year. So,
Well, can you pick one?
The Revenge of the Nerds.
Okay.
Two.
Okay. All right. All I remember is that 38 Special song. Remember 38 Special had a song.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to our. Let's go. Let's go to the next thing.
Right. You want to go to the mailbag?
Yeah.
Is it mailbag time?
No, not yet. We're at recent film or TV recommendations. Anything not previously discussed that you want to talk about? You want to recommend that people somehow find a way to watch?
Who's going first?
Go ahead, Scott. You sound ready. You feel ready.
I do ready. I am ready. I saw a movie last year called Flight of the Navigator. That is an instant classic for me. Disney movie. Mm. I would love to see a remake of that movie at some point down in the future. We should talk about that down the line. What do you think, Aaron?
That would be cool, man. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
We should. You know what? I probably won't make time for that one, though. I probably won't. No? Like, I'm really busy. I feel my life is going to get busy, so I'm not going to be there for it.
Also, I finally saw Short Circuit. That's a fun little movie.
Aww.
That is a fun little movie.
Johnny Five. I like it. And going back to the well with kids movies, Great Mouse Detective. I figured you'd appreciate that, Aaron, because you love Sherlock Holmes so much. That
I
was
do.
Like a Disney version of Sherlock Holmes. That was a lot of fun.
That was a great movie.
I love Great Mouse Detective. It was really cute. I highly recommend those three.
This is a city of crime. Don't step out of line. Sorry. All right, Johnny.
But Remington Steele's come back after being gone quite a while, which is it's just actually a weird story. Have you heard what's going on with Pierce Brosnan right now?
No, no. What's going on with that guy?
So like last year, they were trying to get him to be James Bond. And they had him ready to go. But then the people from Remington Steele would not let him out of his contract so that he can go play James Bond.
Of bitches.
Are you serious? Yeah. No, he's not going to sign another contract then, that's for sure.
No, I don't think it's going to ever happen at this point. I mean, Remington Steele is going to be around for a little while, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be on forever, I would guess. It's a good show.
Yeah, it is a good show. That Halloween episode was amazing.
I like, you know what? It doesn't matter. He'd probably be a weak James Bond anyway, right?
Yeah, he's, I don't know. I mean, he looks like James Bond now.
He does. He's pretty cool. I like him. I'm a big fan.
Do you guys see the news where Dan Rather recently walked off stage because he was pissed that the news was delayed because the U.S. Open tennis match was going on?
What?
And yeah, this happened like live TV. He got mad, and since they had to wait for the news to broadcast, he had to sit around and got mad. Never came back. Match was over, and then there was like 6 minutes of dead air on television because he refused to come back for like a while. 6 minutes of dead air on TV is a long time.
That is a long time. They
wasted his time because of a tennis match.
Speaking of dead air, this is the year that TV might have to change their practices. Some guy was doing this whole news conference and ended up killing himself on live TV.
What?
Yeah, I saw that.
I did not see that. What happened? Why are you bringing us down with this drama?
Well, I mean... Yeah, well, first of all, the kid brought it up with dead air, and I just thought it'd be a perfect segue into this weird story about how TV practices are going to change and whatnot.
So how are they going to change?
I'm sure they're going to find some way to give themselves a cushion to work with as far as timing so they can cut this sort of thing off, because this whole incident was kind of terrifying. I mean, there's some people who are going to therapy now. Because of the fact they saw a guy off himself on TV.
Yeah, they're talking about doing like delays and stuff so that if something like this happens, they can cut it out before it happens.
What?
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Man, they're always trying to censor us. Keep the man down. I don't like it. You see Max Headroom? You see that in Chicago where some hacking people or whatever they call those crazy kids? They broke into a Doctor Who episode with a Max Headroom intrusion. Yeah. True story.
Right on.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It happened. These things happen. Man. Mm-hmm. And also I should mention this. I want to thank Wall Street for screwing us all. Black Monday. Largest single drop in Dow Jones history. My mom is pissed. So thanks, idiots.
Think it'll get back over 2000?
No. I mean, really, I mean, I think after this, the stock market's done.
Think so.
Yeah.
Start stocking up gold.
It's gold is the future. Gold is the future.
Gold is always the future. Always will be.
Hey, have you guys seen these riots that are going on in Panama right now?
No. We don't have... How would we watch them? I only have 4 channels.
I mean, it's been on the news and stuff.
I don't watch apparently. The news, man. I'm too busy playing my paper. That's all I got. Paper.
Well, apparently people are a little pissed off at their president. They call him like Pineapple Face or some such. And They're pissed off at the president down there, who's been a military dictator and really kind of wacky. I don't know. It sounds like the U.S. is going to invade soon.
Oof. They call him Pineapple Jesus?
Pineapple Face, not Pineapple Jesus.
Okay. I miss her.
Pineapple Jesus? Where did you get Pineapple Jesus?
You misunderstood.
Well, on a brighter note, did you guys see the AFC Championship game?
No.
The Broncos, they were down by a score. John Elway drove his team 98 yards for a touchdown for a tie and then won in overtime to advance to Super Bowl 21. It was an awesome, awesome game. Sadly, they lost to the New York Football Giants in the Super Bowl, but that AFC Championship or not the AFC Championship game was pretty sweet.
Huh.
Good stuff.
I didn't watch it this year, so I didn't know.
No?
No, I didn't know that happened. That's crazy. Mm. That's crazy.
John Elway, talented dude.
A lot of stuff happened, man. A lot of stuff happened. You know, we got a couple more letters. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about from 87? This past year, it's been a great year. Anything you want to talk about? I mean, puberty's coming for me. I don't know about you guys, but it's coming. And I got that.
I'm a ways off.
Sorry, man. It'll happen. Your voice is already there. Yeah, you're already.
I know, right?
You got the gravitas in your voice. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I'm 7.
That was so rapey. All right, let's go to our listener letters. How about that, Scott?
All right, our first letter comes from John Sanford. John says, "Hello, hosts. In one of the recent episodes, you guys talked about how so many action sequences these days are boring. It's odd that these big bombastic scenes aren't exciting. I think the reason for it is that in the movies these days, we don't understand what the stakes are anymore. With so many superhero movies going bigger and other genres following suit, we don't know what can actually kill or significantly hurt characters we love anymore, so we aren't as invested. Like in the Avengers. Thor gets stabbed in the side, but by the end of the night, he's eating shawarma, looking tired, but otherwise fine. In contrast, John Wick's fights are so exciting because we understand what can hurt him, and so every hit is tense and full of danger and excitement. That's my 2 cents worth."
What are these things? Are these? I've never heard of any of this.
Me either.
Did he say that there's a movie with Thor and the Avengers?
I think he's talking about Avengers and babysitting. People get that confused all the time.
It's possible.
Hell is shawarma?
Whoa.
Better question. Yes, absolutely.
He goes on and says, "From the topic this last episode, my over-the-top action moment that took me out of a movie was in Transporter 2. Transporter 2. Mm-mm. Are you familiar with that one?
Nope.
He says, "I think maybe 3. I'm not certain. There's a third one? I haven't even heard of this series."
Does he mean Terminator 2? Maybe he means Terminator
2. Maybe that. Yeah. "When he jumps his car between two buildings, the car spirals in the air and a crane hook detaches a bomb that was on the underside of the car. Until that moment, the movie and the whole franchise was a little larger than life in its chases, but not in that far, not that far outside reality. Then all of a sudden it jumped the shark." I don't know about you guys, but I need to see that movie. That sounds awesome.
It does.
It's like a great movie for 1987.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I have a feeling that's something that would happen in the third movie.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, it feels like a third movie thing, right? Like a third movie.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you ramp things up.
Mm-hmm.
And he wraps up this letter and says, "I had a topic idea. I was just recently watching Eli Stone, the quirky musical dramedy about a lawyer, show that I think was a little ahead of its time. The acting was great. The story was interesting. It had a charming quirkiness, and the production value was great. ABC took the show seriously. But it came out a couple years too early to capture the audience that I think would be there now. The topic is, what makes a show or movie ahead of its time instead of being just not good enough? What are your favorite shows or movies that you feel don't get the attention you think it deserved because they came out at the wrong time? Thank you guys for making a fun, entertaining, funny, and downright amazing show. John Sanford. P.S. Brian's pick for What's This Movie is Little Miss Sunshine. P.P.S. Aaron is almost always right about everything."
Yes! Yes! No,
what did you do? What did you do?
Everything right is what I did.
P.P.P.S. Except for when you talk about Temple of Doom, it's terrible. Almost as bad as Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Thank you, John.
Don't know what terrible that is, John. It doesn't exist, so piss
terrible
off.
Terrible might be too strong a word, but the movie isn't good, except for the mind chase scene.
Are you speaking of Temple of Doom? Are you speaking of Temple of Doom?
Yes. Are you talking to me?
I am letting you know that those are fighting words. All right. Those are fighting words. And I was with you after you said, I am right about everything. So I don't like that there's this rift between us. Let's talk it out.
I'm kind of stuck in a quandary because I think he's not right about Aaron, but I also think he's not right about Temple of Doom. So what do I do?
And after
he's right about Temple of Doom.
After this week, he's probably not right about entertaining, funny, or downright amazing show.
Cha.
Cha. PPS.
I don't even care
John
anymore.
John Davenport, you were a great addition to the show. I really love your artwork.
Cha.
PPPPS. Scott, you get funnier as the show goes on. I love the dad jokes. Keep them coming. You heard it here, guys. Somebody likes the dad jokes.
Oh, boy.
Which is funny because he also says Aaron is always right. Those two, they conflict. It doesn't make any sense.
I this is what I'm talking about. I don't know what to do anymore because I can't agree with anything that's going on.
Speaking of dad jokes,
oh boy!
Do you guys know where in the hospital they like to people like to play peekaboo?
Wait, what?
In the ICU.
Oh God.
John, you want to write another letter and correct it? Because
that was on my calendar today.
Oh boy! All right, Johnny Davenport. Who's got a calendar in 1987? My God.
Everybody's got a calendar in 1987.
That's true. What am I talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
All right. Not sure if you've ever done this topic, a topic like this before, but my wife and I are expecting and got me thinking that babies ruin everything. What film or TV show must you be excited to introduce your kids to, and at what age do you introduce them to? Thanks, Joe.
That's good. Two good topics in a row. We'll have to... When we get back to our normal radio broadcast, we'll have to take those into account. Mm-hmm. Okay, and lastly, hi, Aaron, Scott, and John.
Hi.
There you go. This letter starts back a week when the topic was how TV has changed over the years. Not much. I haven't been alive that long. And it has, for sure. No more rushing to make sure you're home by 8. I don't even channel surf anymore. I think over my endless choices while finishing up my workday until my remote when I get home and it finds out. For me, and it starts up. Amazing. Man, mine has a cord. Like, from the TV to my couch, it's a cord.
I don't have a remote. I got to go up to it and go...
You have a kid remote.
Spin it around.
Scott is the remote.
Yep. I am the remote, yeah.
Child remote. The best change in TV and movies is the social media aspect. What is that? I just run out and tell your friend to see it, right? That's what I do.
Yeah.
I am not talking about the negative people I scroll by. Got a feeling you're going to see those under the post this week. When I joined social media, I would try to engage people in conversation about TV and movies. My posts were met with either silence or I was told on several occasions that talking about movies and TV is not what social media is for. That's what talking is about. When you talk to your friends, it's supposed to be about talking about what you like and love. That's just how these things
work.
It's
like saying pop culture isn't relevant. That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, people are mean. They are mean, Scott.
Yeah, you're right. Social media is all about taking pictures of your food. That's what you should focus on instead.
Fast forward.
Or dogs,
yeah.
Yes.
Puppies. Fast forward to now with lots of dedicated radio programs and random MySpace groups. I don't know if that's out yet. For all my favorite shows, then I decided to check out The Hollywood Outsider. I wondered if you would cover movies I liked. I am afraid of scary movies, and movies that feature too much violence stress me out. But the more I listen, the more I came to realize that and appreciate that all movie types are honored here. All opinions are respected, except Scott's. Your guys are very fair in your reviews. I am learning about independent films and new genres that I had no exposure to in the past. When I open my Fandango app, I actually know what all the films are now. Oh, that's very cool. Thank you. Not just the big budget ones that get all the trailer time during my superhero shows. They have superhero shows? That's insane.
Get out.
What? I love the Christmas episode. Too bad John doesn't. The Battle Royale music gets me so excited. Me too. It really does. Me too. Still waiting on a recount on the TV pilot episode. The truth is out there. X-Files should win. When it finally comes out, you're right. It absolutely should. Thanks for doing dedicated reaction past to podcast radio shows to movies I love, like Fantastic Beasts, never heard of it, Beauty and the Beast, and basically anything superhero. The best part, I recently decided to do more than listen and started participating in the Facebook group. It is fantastic. I don't know what Facebook is, but I bet you it's going to be around for a while. Been having lots of fun making little collages, and whether it is a post about a gay rights miniseries, my favorite vampire show, or a superhero, really fun discussions occur in the threads underneath. Thank you for taking time out of your week, every single week, to keep me connected to the world of entertainment and making me laugh. Oh, so much laughter. I hope that holds. And thanks for creating a community on Facebook where we can mention any movie or show, new or old, and someone will start a conversation about it. Also, thanks to everyone in the Facebook group for making me feel welcome. I love it here. I think I will stay. Maybe I will even watch a scary movie someday. Not in a theater, though. It's dark in there. Thanks for the increase in TV topics. I haven't been able to get to the theater much lately, so much TV discussion is good for me. Thanks for all of it and reading this long email, Justina. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Justina.
Sorry.
You guys are so excited. Go ahead.
We're so excited we're going to talk over each other at the moment. You go first, Scott.
I just wanted to give a shout out to Justina also. She actually joined over at the Gaming Outsider and actually contacted me through Facebook and had some nice things to say, and she's enjoying the group over there too. So thanks a lot, Justina.
I've made a mistake. I opened up the floor for Scott to mention the Gaming Outsider. So I was going to say that I believe Justina is a butterfly of a verdant nature. She'll understand what that question is.
I like it. Well, the internet is launching soon, and if you get AOL, you'll be able to find us there eventually at thehollywoodoutsider.com. Our postal address is feedback@thehollywoodoutsider.com. The mail carrier will find us. Don't forget to spread the word. Tell the kids at school or at the actual water cooler. Cooler? Make a mixtape. Let me try that again. I screwed that whole thing up.
Cooler.
Screw it. Make a mixtape. Cooler. Place in your boombox of choice. Jam with the hoes at WTHO coming at you now in stereo. Thank you, hosts. Thank you guys for doing whatever the hell we just did. I don't know if we'll ever do it again, but I hope you enjoyed it.
Can we get back in the time machine now?
Please.
You want to get out of here? Is that what you're saying?
Let's just dial the. Let's just. Can we just put the dial someplace a little bit more?
Remember, nobody puts hoe in the corner. So the next time you so the next time you head to a drive-in theater, buy popcorn. God damn it. Oh, my God. That's either the best or worst thing we've ever done.
I cannot wait to see the comments to see if people actually like this, because I felt like that was so weird.
I was having a good time until I felt like my life was being threatened for being in character for so long.
Yeah, me too. I was having a good time.
Why do I got to ruin it? I feel like fingers are pointing my way.
Why do I got to ruin it?
God damn it, Aaron.
Are you asking yourself a question of importance right now?
I think I am. I think it was, yeah. I didn't know you were going to do it the whole episode. I'm like, is he still chime? Is that a chime?
You said on Facebook, you're like, oh, yeah, do what you got to do. Do as much as you can or whatever. As much as possible. I feel the words that you said. So I
should know better. What was I thinking?
Yeah, you really shouldn't give us an open floor, because when he said something, you're like, because he said, I'm 7 in 1987, so am I supposed to act like a 7-year-old? And you were like, do whatever you got to do. Don't let me stop you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you said as much as possible, and you made it sound like you wanted me to. So I
you sure
said
did.
I was 7 years old.
You sure did. And I feel bad, because it sounds like you had a really sad childhood. So much closet.
Damn me for taking you literally.
I think it was fun. I don't even care. It's fun to have just a screw off episode.
It was a really good time. I think that if they don't like it, then they don't like it. But I have a feeling that our listeners will appreciate you guys very much for this. So
I think
the comments will be a lot of fun in this one too, because there's a lot of things I mentioned that I know you guys have never heard of, and I'm gonna try to find some YouTube links to some of that stuff just so you can see what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Please, and I'm wrong. Please, Dean's Baxter thing. I'm wrong about.
You're wrong. What?
Yeah, Beans Baxter. I'm wrong about it. It's about a kid who becomes like a secret agent kind of thing.
Well, you corrected it in the podcast, so therefore they can't write a letter. You self-corrected. Nice job.
By the way, you were talking about Remington Steele, and I swear I thought that was a razor.
Because there is a razor called Remington.
There's a razor named Remington, and you're talking about Remington Steele, and I knew we put it in an ad, and that ad has Pierce Brosnan in the ad, right?
Yeah, it does.
What's he advertising for?
It's for Diet Coke, but it's like after he lost out on James Bond, that he did a James Bond commercial. It was freaking phenomenal and awful. Right.
But I couldn't remember what the commercial was, and you were saying Remington Steele, and I hear Remington, I think razors, so I'm thinking that the ad was for Remington razors, and you're talking about it as a TV show, and I could not wrap my head around what was going on. Didn't know Remington Steele was a TV show.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh, it's so funny. I think it was a good time, guys. What do you think?
I think it was a good time.
Yeah. I think it was a good time.
I hope they like it.
I'm not putting bets on that one, but I think, you know what? Let's give credit to Angela Wallach, or blame. So this was her suggestion a long time ago. Why don't you guys do like a whole episode in the year? And there you go.
See, I was on a podcast where we did this, but in the video game realm.
Of course. Was it The Gaming Outsider?
No. It was actually a podcast I guested on, and they asked me to come on and do it, and it didn't work as well as this did. So it was 2 hours of awkwardness. So
did this really work well?
I think it worked pretty well until we got derailed a little bit.
Yeah, it was going okay, I thought. I don't think it was bad. It's weird just being yourself as opposed to like feeling like you're trying to be a character or trying to watch what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're doing a regular show, you're just being yourself and saying what you're thinking. And I'm always, you know, playing the verb tense game through the whole thing, trying to make sure I'm saying the right. Because you read that one post like completely in past tense, and I almost called you out on it, and I didn't know if you were doing it on purpose or not.
No, call me out on it. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
I thought the game was over at that point, and that's why I just kept reading my emails in present tense. So no,
this is one of those where I'm not going to edit it heavily. Everybody will probably just listen to it and go, wow, he didn't care this week. I sure don't.
You almost should put like, I know you won't do this, but I think it'd be really funny if maybe even at the beginning you put in like a sound, like the sound quality is really shitty, you know, like a crackling sound or something to make it sound like it's on a cassette tape or something.
Nice.
I think that's it. Let's go out. Is there anything you want to say going out? Because don't plug yourselves. Just anything cool about this episode.
I guess I just really want to know how the listeners react to this. I'm looking forward to seeing if they love this or hate this, because if this is something that we're going to do around this time every year for like each year, like 30 years, next year would be 88. Are we going to do this once a year?
Okay. Here's the thought process. Everybody listening, if you liked it, If you liked it, or you liked ideas of it, or you have suggestions, I'm open to anything. I think we're open to anything. Go ahead and send some emails. I don't care. feedback@thehollywoodoutsider.com. The idea is that we would do 1997 and then 2007 as the year went on. Like basically the weeks where there's really nothing to talk about in movie, like this was one of those weeks. There you go. Then we just drop that and just be like 10 years, 20 years, 30 years throughout the year. So it'd be 3 episodes. And you find to them, kind of like Battle Royale. That didn't work great the first time, but it became like a huge thing. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just trying something different.
Yep.
It's our musical episode.
Yeah. It's our but different.
I hope we sang.
And not as good as Buffy.
Mm-mm. Nothing ever is. All right. Let's wrap the show up. Thank you, everybody, for coming here. Thanks, guys, for agreeing to do this. I hope it worked somewhat well, at least adequately. I hope it was adequately.
If you don't like it, just take a chill pill.
Jesus.
Take care, guys. Scott's still laughing.
I had a whole list of like catchphrases from 87 off of that website you gave me, and I've been trying to use them all throughout the episode.
I think John just wanted to use the same three. He's like, Shaw.
Yeah, I was playing a character.
This is the city. It's a city of crime. My name is Friday. I carry a badge. 3:15 a.m. Thursday, January 15th. It was chilly that morning in the City of Angels. On this particular occasion, we happened to witness a pagan ritual in progress.